This is Ozarks at Large. Applications are now being accepted for this year's Give Camp Northwest Arkansas. Since 2007, the program has provided hundreds of nonprofits with free technology solutions. Earlier this month, Jamie Smith, a Give Camp Northwest Arkansas board member, came to the Carver Center for Public Radio to tell Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda more about the project.
Give Camp Northwest Arkansas, we started about 10 years ago, I believe. But our current form now, we became a 501c3 last year and are our own organization with a full board. And what we do is we provide free technology solutions for area nonprofits. And how this works is that the nonprofits can apply, and then we decide, okay, does this qualify? Is this something that we can actually get done in a weekend? And then we match team members with the talents that are going to be needed to complete that project. And then we come together for one weekend. This year it's in October, and we will create these projects. Most of the time what they need is a website, mm-hmm. But we've done a few other projects before. Sometimes they need database help or just basic web-based technology is what they need.
How did you identify technology as that issue that a lot of nonprofits needed help with?
I was not part of that process, but Give Camps, that different grassroots organizations with a similar name are all over the country, and that's just a common thread, that it's a way that the technology and creative community can help nonprofits because technology is so needed. People don't think of that, but it's such a valuable and vital communication source, especially now with social media and everything and all of those different online avenues. We've had nonprofits tell us recently even that they have been able to grow their membership by 12% just because of the website that they had. And so that's a common need, but it's also usually a very expensive need. They'll spend $5,000 in 2 months getting a website, a real basic website, but we can do it for free and do it in 3 days.
And when you're nonprofit, $5,000
can go a long way. Mm-hmm. And so that's something that they can now free up that money to use elsewhere. But to be honest, a lot of the nonprofits maybe just they'll have like their mother's uncle's nephew or somebody, just put together something, and it won't be as professional. It won't be as quality as it could be. But this is people who are actually doing that as a living, or they're already comfortable with the technology, and so they're doing it for free to provide a quality product that works well.
To potentially be able to receive this free service, nonprofits apply, and the application period is now open?
Yes. Go to our website. It's givecampnwa.org, and the application is there. You just have to click on the nonprofit link at the top in the main navigation and fill out the application. And we are taking applications through August 5th, and we'll assess, look at all that we've received and decide first of all, you have to qualify. You have to be a 501c3. You do have to be registered with that. You can be Arkansas-based, but you need to serve Northwest Arkansas. So, for example, if you're Little Rock-based, but you are a statewide organization, that's totally fine. That's great. But then we also will assess if the project that you're needing is feasible to do in 3 days. You'll be contacted. We'll ask more questions to make sure that we're actually understanding what you need and getting all of that sorted out. And then we'll notify the nonprofits if they've been selected in August, middle of August. And then that's when we'll open up the volunteers, because then we can match the volunteer skills with the skills that are needed to provide the projects that we need.
How many nonprofits are you planning on selecting, and sort of how do you decide? Because I imagine that you get more applications than you can.
Yes, we always do, which is a great problem to have. We always have some we just realize, oh, that's like a 2-month project. Well, there's no way we can do that in 2 days. Mm-hmm. Even if we stay up all night, we can't do that in 2 days. But then also sometimes it turns out that the nonprofit can't be there that weekend. That is a requirement that the nonprofit is there the entire weekend, at least one representative, so that we can ask questions and that they are part of the team. And so we empower them by making them part of the team so they're helping us make the decisions and guiding us on what they need. And so we work together with them. But we also look at feasibility, we look at time, and just if it's a good fit for what resources we have. We actually, usually our goal is about 10 nonprofits. Some years we've chosen 10 and like one had to back out. Sometimes we've had 11 or 12. We average about 10 nonprofits and we need about 75 volunteers.
Where do you find your volunteers?
We ask the community, we put the word out. We ask area creative agencies, technology agencies. We let them know what's going on. A lot of times our sponsors will have people internally that want to get involved. They want to be involved financially, but they also want to donate their time and their talent, which is fantastic. And then a lot of times we've gotten people from Walmart and the vendor community that have these skills. And so it's just been really helpful every year to be able to get these people to come together.
You mentioned sponsors. Are you still looking for sponsors?
Yes, we are. We run this event very, we're very financially conscious, but we also really want to provide a good weekend for everyone because they're volunteering 3 days. It's Friday night, all day Saturday, and then until about 3 o'clock on Sunday. And so we provide 6 or 7 meals plus snacks for about 75 people. And we also provide t-shirts. And so we're looking for sponsors that can help us defray those costs. But also if you can't afford or if it's not going to work in your budget to be a full sponsor, we're also just looking for swag, some cool, fun stuff that people could take home that, has your company name on it. Get your name out there. We would love to provide a lot of really fun swag for our volunteers and nonprofits.
And the nonprofits will be there. And so volunteers will get to work with them as they develop, say, the website, for example. Mm-hmm. Is there any sort of direction for them once the website is built? Because sometimes I know that can be problematic that you build a website for someone, but if they don't have the capability or if they don't have a person to manage it going forward, that can be problematic.
And that's actually one of our requirements, that they do have to have someone already in place to manage and update the website. Because like any website or any technology, if you don't update it, it's going to break. If it doesn't break, you're also going to expose yourself to being hacked. And so that's one requirement, because with GiveCamp, you are assigned a team. But then once that GiveCamp is over, your team is done. That they are not your ongoing support. We can provide you with names of companies, but oftentimes that can help you maintain your site. But oftentimes the nonprofits like to have their own person internally, which is great. And what we'll do with all of our nonprofits, what we do before they leave, we give them all of their passwords. We train them how to upload stuff to their website. We show them how the back end works. We basically leave them empowered to figure this out on their own. But we do want them to have that point person that is going to be responsible to make sure that everything is running smoothly.
So applications are open now.
Mm-hmm.
And the deadline to apply is August 5th.
Yes.
And then once you figure out who you're going to serve, you will have those volunteer applications open sometime in mid-August. Mm-hmm. And the actual event is in Rogers in October?
It's October 4th through the 6th. And I am making sure people know we double-checked. That is not a Razorback weekend. we live in Northwest Arkansas. We know not to do that. So that is not a Razorback weekend, but it's the actual event. Yes, is October 4th through the 6th in Rogers.
And where in Rogers?
Collective Bias is a sponsor, and they are letting us use their building.
And if people want more information on any of this, what's your website?
GiveCampNWA.org.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
That was Jamie Smith, a GiveCamp Northwest Arkansas board member. She spoke with Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda earlier this month. Applications and more information are available at GiveCampNWA.org.